Priscilla Smith is at Taree as well. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. Probably I'm like everyone at the moment, just on a bit of weather watch. Obviously, the forecast doesn't look good, but so far the sun's shining, so great news for the club.
Right, now the first of the day, full field, 1 St Denis is 2:30, 6 Natural Predator 3:70, 8 Penny Fling 4, 3 Athena's Voice at 7, 4 out or 11, number 2 Mars Time 26 with 5 Hermosa Reward, and then we get 7-1 Sunday, 10 The Iceman and 9 Shadow of Dreams 51.
A 1-8, 6 and 4, sticking with St Denis on top. He was sent out a short price favourite at Cessnock 2 starts to go over the 13.50, and he just never really looked big. Comfortable on the firm two there, but he was only beaten 0.3 of a length. He had a change of stables. He's had one run for the Johnny Sprague Yard. He finished third at Port Macquarie over the 1200 on Cup Day, where he settled a long way off them, but I feel his best work was late. So getting to the 1400 metres, I think he's a big improver. He's placed the 5 from 9, and I think he looks to find the nice race. I think the obvious danger is the stablemate, the 8 in Penny Fling. She's rock solid in condition now. She finished second in the 1800 metre race at Port Macquarie on the Saturday meeting of their two-day carnival. She was only beaten the 2.3 length. She got back. She made a wide run from about 1,000 metres home. She'll only carry the 52 kilos. Just not too sure where she's going to settle down in the run, obviously coming back to the 1400 metres, but she's placed on the Taree circuit. And just a little cheerio out to Johnny Sprague. He had a track work fall earlier in the week and he broke his ankles. So they need a little bit of luck to go their way today, but I think they've got a few decent chances and hoping they can run 1-2 in the first. The 16 Natural Predator, he's trained on track. He's had a few opportunities to break through, but he's had the 7 placings from 21 starts. He's on a 32-day freshen up, no weight, good draw, and the 4 in Iota. I thought his run was terrific at Taree 2 starts ago. He then was very disappointing at Gosford, where he led them up over the 1600. He finds an easier maiden today with the blinkers coming off, and he will appreciate dropping the 5 kilos. 1-8, 6-4 for me in race one.
Now the second play at 4 Shepley, 5 Andriana, 9 Dear Life, 12 Tycoon Street, 10 Nyco, $1.50, number 6 Respeta, $6.50, 2 Oakfield Private, $8.50, 1 Galaxy Jack at 10, 7 Shaker Bonbon, 12, then out to 8 Monarchy, 13 Bebo at 23. 11, Shaz O'Neill, 15, Street Idol, 34, and 3, Royal Duke, 14, Another Problem, and 16, Hazy in the Sun, 41.
Yeah, she's short and ace co, but she looks to find a suitable race to resume in today. 10, 6, 15, and 2. She's only had the one career start that was at Canterbury last preparation over the 1,100 metres. She was beaten a 3.6 length. She pulled up and had a few excuses on that occasion. She has been off the scene for 287 days. She's since joined the Chris Lee stable. She's had 3 trials this preparation. They've been about 4 weeks apart between the second and third one. The most recent one was on the Beaumont track over the 1,000 metres, which she did win. She sat up outside the leader. She was given a squeeze. She's got a bit of an awkward gate to overcome, but I think she only needs to run up to a barrier trials to be in the mix. The 6 in Respeta showed nice improvement at Port Macquarie last start over the 1,000. She was beaten the 3.3 length into fourth. She did race a little bit green and still quite new to the game. She goes up the 2.5 kilos, but will appreciate drawing much softer today. The 15 in Street Idol pulled up with excuses with the cardiac arrhythmia last time out at Wyong, was beaten 15 lengths. There's 26 days between the runs, but has had one nice soft trial behind Big Money, led them up and wasn't asked for any effort. So I thought if she can run up to that trial behind him, she certainly can be competitive and improve off her last two runs. And the 2 in Oakfield Private, he's on debut. He's from the Damien Lane Yard. He's had the benefit of the 2 trials. He has been ridden along. He's green. He still looks new and gawky, but perhaps he can run well off his barrier trials, although he's drawn a little bit awkward. 10, 6, 15 and 2.
4 Leela Dane, 9 Jessie Prevails, 10 Lady I Am and 13 Miss Victor come out of the third. Now 8 Oakfield Twilight. $2.30, 11, 1 Invincible Cat is $4.20, 3 Golly Miss Dolly, or Golly Miss Solly rather, $4.40, 6 Penny Dreadful, $4.60, then out to 2 Fine Behind, 11, 1 Swamp Moss to 13, 15 Secret Largo at 34, and then 12 Our Trolley Dolly, 5 Lobin Hood, 7 Stanza, 14 Man Up Sun around the $41 mark.
Yeah, this is a very competitive maiden, and I certainly could have had about 5 or 6 in my numbers, 11, 3, 2 and 5. with the 11 here in One Invincible Cat, I was just really taken with her two trials this preparation. She's only had the one career start, that was at Newcastle back in May, on the soft track where she was beaten the three lengths. She hasn't really been asked for too much of an effort at the trial, so I think she can run well. A three in at Golly Miss Solly. She ran out of a skin on debut. She did get to the best part of the track, though, out wide. She was beaten 0.3 of a length. She should be better for the experience. She's just got to overcome an awkward barrier. The two in Fine Behind, coming out of the same race as Golly Miss Solly. She led them up, and she was on the inside, and it was just hard for horses to kick along there. I thought her effort was great. She finished third. She goes up to 2 kilos, but no doubt should be fitter for the effort. And the five in Robin Hood. She didn't see out the 1,400 metres before the break last campaign. She races well fresh. She races good on the home track. She gets the blinkers for the first time, and Chloe Baker will take the 2 kilos off. 11-3, 2-5.
Race 4, put out the 7 Compete. Now 2 Golden Shoes, 3.30, 1 Cash Spinner at 5, 6 is our Toy Boy, 5.50, 3 Annandale Lass at 7, 4 Dixie Lads, 7.50 with 9 Gemily, 8 Forever Alone, 11, number 5 Lippy and Pearls, 19, 10 Sprites are 21, 11 Fast Quest, 41.
1, 4, 9 and 3, and with the toppy here in Cash Spinner, she's the best mare in the race. She finished 3rd in the Ballina Cup, 2 starts to go over the mile. Behind Cashing Up and Lawdale. He's since come out to win in town. She then went to Doomben over the 1,600. She got back. She ran into a little bit of interference in the early part of the straight. She picked herself up, beaten a 3.7 length. She loves the Taree Circuit. 3 of her 9 wins have been on that track. Back a long way in grade in the 34 days between the runs. Not too concerned the fact that she is coming back in Journey, because I just think from the good gate, she'll get a lovely running transit. The 4 in Dixie Lads finished 2nd at Port Macquarie last start over the 1,500. He's only beaten the 2.8 lengths. He's a 2 times winner at Taree, and no weight on the back is certainly the key for him. I think 9, Gemily, she can certainly go in the mix. She ran well first up at Port Macquarie over an unsuitable 1,100 metres, beaten the 1.9 lengths into 4th. She's placed the 4 from 8 at Taree. She gets no weight, and if we do get into a soft range come race 4, she certainly will appreciate that. And for 4th, I've thrown in Annandale Lass. Is on the back up from the Jungle Juice Cup last Friday, where she was beaten the 5 lengths. She loves Taree. She ran well at Muswellbrook prior to that. 1, 4, 9 and 3.
11, Zvarsson comes out of race 5. Now 6, Bocce, 270, 2, LeBrook, 420, 7, West Smoke and $6. 3, Ultimate Decision, 850, 1, Maestro Tom at 9. Then 5, Massation at 10, 4, Big On Fame, 13, 8, Capital Magic, 15, 10, Dolphin Tail, 18, 9, Big Don, 12, Prince Carouers, $51.
2, 7, 1 and 6. I'm with LeBrook here. He's 1-for-1 at Taree over this type of a trip. He was a winner at Tuncurry, 2 starts go over the 1,500 metres. He never really looked a winning chance until he got there right along the line. He went to Wong, his next start in a benchmark 60. He set up outside the leader, which was the eventual winner in Spinning Gold. Only beaten the 3 lengths. He's 26 days between the runs. He dropped a kilo on his provincial effort last time out, and he just comes back in grey. He should settle somewhere up on the speed, so the rail being out certainly shouldn't worry him. The 7 in We're Smoking, she's flying this preparation. She's just racing on confidence. She won at Scone 2 starts ago over the 1,600. She then went to Port Macquarie. She settled a long way back. She finished off nicely into 3rd. 2 of her 3 wins have been at Taree. Another one that's got a little bit of a tricky gait, but a kilo over the limit. She can certainly sprint well. The toppy in Maestro Tom, coming back a long way in grade off the Port Macquarie Cup prelude last start, where he just wanted to over-race in the middle stages. He's only beaten about the 3.5 lengths. He's had the freshen up. I think coming back to the mile should suit him. He is only a winner to the 1,400 metres, so he needs a soft run in the race, but Peter Graham sticks with him. And the 6 in Bocce, he's another informed horse. He's a lightly raced 3-year-old. He's got plenty of progression and improvement to come. He's 2 from 2 this campaign. We've seen him break his maiden at Kempsey. He stepped straight to a benchmark 55 at Musselbrook, got the job done, and dropped 6 kilos after the claim for Louise Day. So Chris Lee certainly holds the keys here in race 5. 2, 7, 1 and 6.
Put a line through 5, Unsinkable Sam, 6, Libertine Miss, 14, Wonga, and 16, The Free World in race 6. 9 Gold Sky, $4. Number 3 Sapay, $4.40. 2 Sarajevo, $4.80. 1 Pacific Rain, $9.50. 4 Syrah and 7 Oakfield General, $10. 11 Chili Beach Road at 11. 10 Mont Petit Fee at 14. We got 8 On My Terms, 13 Turavet at 23, and 12 Tray and 15 Gold Dance at 26.
3, 2, 1 and 7. I'm with Sipay on top. Prior to last start, I thought he was having a little bit of think about things, but he found the front at Port Macquarie and he kicked turning for home and just left everything off the bridle. The winning margin was 4 lengths. He has placed a 3 from 3 at Taree. CJ Graham had her first sit on this guy last time out, so I think she'll be better for the ride on him. She's worked him out. I think he'll take a little bit of confidence from the win and he can go on with it once again. The two in Sarajevo, obviously, he's got the best form in the race. He has been racing at Randwick and Doomben his last few starts, but just thought he was a little plain at Doomben last time out. He was slow to begin. He never really looked like he got into the race, but he's since gone back to the trials. He wasn't knocked around on that occasion. They've taken the blinkers and the tongue tie off him today and applied the winkers back on. So they're just mixing things up with him to obviously try and keep him interested. The toppy in at Pacific Rain, he's first up for 174 days. He's had the benefit of the two trials over the 800 and 1,000 metres. He's placed a 2 from 4 first up in the past and he was going around in those provincial championships qualifiers last campaign. And the 7 in Oakfield General was really taken with his barrier trial leading into this. His only win was over a little bit further. Soft gate, he can certainly run well also. 3, 2, 1 and 7.
Right, to go race 7, we pull out 13, 14, 15, 16, 10 Don Pellegrino, $4.60, 3 Another Valley, $5, 6 Nat Achiever at 6, 8 Hippie Hi Ho, $6.50, 2 Huswick at 9, along with 4 Chalcedony, 10 Zuccarina at 10, 7 I'll Miss You, 17, 1 Miss Tickles and 9 Celtic Tiger, 19, and then 11 Lob and Dynamite, 5 Mustule Ruby, both 23.
A terrific Cranback Cup, and I wish them all the very best with their new merger today. I hope it's certainly a successful partnership. 4, 2, 10 and 6. I'm with Chalcedony. I think he's over the odds. I loved his first up effort under the 63 kilos where he's narrowly beaten. That was at Taree. He went to Port Macquarie, his next start over the 1500, and he's never performed second up in the past. He was beaten 6 lengths. 3 of his 5 wins have been on his home track. I think from the inside gate, he'll just get the perfect running transit. The 2 in Huswick, I think, is the obvious danger. He was only beaten the 3 lengths at Warwick Farm last time out. He got back. He worked the line well, slightly held up in the early part of the straight and just unlucky to miss a place. Blinkers back on. CJ Graham will take the 2 kilos off from a nice soft gate. The 10 in Don Pellegrino, I like the way he found the line at Gosford over the mile last start. He was only beaten the 1 length. He dropped huge 4.5 kilos. I just thought he might get a little far out of his ground here today, but if he's in striking distance, turning for home, he's the horse, one of the horses to beat. And the 6 in Nat Achiever really appreciated getting his toe in the ground at Port Macquarie last start. He was only beaten the 3.8 lengths into fourth. Robert Thompson to ride. Tricky gate, but he's beat Atari twice for 1 placing. 4, 2, 10 and 6.
Now, 13, 14 come out of the 8th, and 3 Excelamore, 210, number 2 Pill, 480, 5 Rather Sweet, and 6 Royer, both $7.50. 9 Bite the Media, 11, 10 Star Bolt, 15, 7 Ackerman, 19, 1 Nico's Lass, and 11 Tia Coney, 31, 8 Moonlight Forest, and 12 Grenache, and 4 Leonard the Hero, 34.
2, 3, 6, and 7. I'm with Pell here. I thought she was enormous first up to win at Musselbrook over the 900 metres. She jumped, she controlled the tempo in front, and she kicked. The winning margin was 2.5 lengths. She just seems to really love these short courses. I know she goes up the 4.5 kilos, but from the inside gate, I think she'll jump straight on the bunny and hopefully control the tempo again. I think she'll be very hard to run down. Taking nothing away from the 3 here in Excelamore. She's a lightly raced 3-year-old, plenty of upside. She won the English 2-year-old challenge at Scone last preparation, and there's been a couple of winners come through that race, and she's had 2 nice soft trials this campaign over around the 800-metre mark. She hasn't been knocked around. Once again, the railing out with the bad gate, I'm not sure where she settles down. She's obviously got plenty of class on her side. The 6 in Zaruya, very good to win at Musselbrook last start, worked up 4 and 5 wide, wanted to lay out over the concluding stages. has drawn the inside, so should get a nice run. And a 7 in Ackerman, disappointing at Port Macquarie, but he's just a completely different horse on his home track at Taree. All four of his wins have been on his home track over the 1,000 metres. He's probably likely to get back. They've been riding him quite his last few runs, and he's been finding the line very well. 2, 3, 6, and 7.
All right. Any good things there, Priscilla?
I'm just taking the gamble in race one with St. Denis. I really liked his first run for the new yard, and obviously a change of luck for the stable would be great news. But on Weather Watch all day, obviously at the moment we're working off a good track, so fingers crossed for the club.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Priscilla. We look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Priscilla Smith there.